SafetyFM.com with Jay Allen. Changing safety cultures, one broadcast and one podcast at a time.
Well, hello and welcome to another episode of Safety FM with Jay Allen. I hope everything is good and grand inside of your neck of the woods as we are getting the opportunity to hang out on this Tuesday, January the 9th of 2024. Yeah, I'm still having that little struggle portion of changing that 23 to 24, but I guess that's just what happens during these first few weeks of the year. I don't think I've had the opportunity to have to write it down, you know, in my own handwriting, but I'm sure when I get to that, it'll be a mess up. But let's not focus on things that are not important. Let's get into the important part. How are you? How are you enjoying the year so far? How are things? I hope everything is wonderful in your neck of the woods. Seriously, I really do. Because here's the fun part. As we get into this new year, it's the opportunity to change. It's the opportunity to take a look at things differently, if one may say it in that particular fashion. So let's talk about what we want to talk about today, and it's understanding attachment styles and their impact on relationships. I want to get into this because I think it's kind of crucial to understand as we move forward in regards of what is going on into this year. And let's talk about these different levels, and you're going to sit back and go, but hold on, I thought we were going to talk about safety. Well, we talk about safety, we talk about some psychological stuff as well, but I want you to take a look at this because I want you to see how these relationships can actually factor into things at work, things at home, things that you can look back upon and kind of look all the way around and see what kind of impact it's had. So attachment styles are developed early in life and play a crucial role in shaping our interactions and relationships as adults. These styles are rooted in the bond between a child and their primary caregiver, influence on how individuals perceive and respond to intimacy, dependency, and separation in relationships. As we discuss this, we're going to explore the different attachment types, their origins, and their profound impact on adult relationships. So let's start off with some of the foundations of attachment theory, because I think that's going to help in regards to what we're talking about. So attachment theory, first developed by psychologist John Bowlby, suggests that the nature of early interactions with caregivers forms an internal working model that guides future relationships. A secure, responsive, and nurturing environment typically fosters a secure attachment style where it consists of neglect. Caregiving often results in insecure attachment styles. So what are the types of attachment styles? Let's talk about some of that. Secure attachments. Individuals with secure attachment styles are comfortable with intimacy and independence in relationships, and they typically have positive views of themselves and their partners, leading to healthy, balanced relationships. Anxious, preoccupied attachment. These individuals crave intimacy and approval, but often fear rejection and abandonment. They may exhibit clingy behavior and have heightened sensitivity to their partner's actions and mood. Dismissive, avoidant attachment, characterized by a sense of emotional independence, individual with style of often themselves from deep emotional connections. They may prioritize self-reliance and dismiss the importance of relationship. Also, fearful, avoidant attachments, let's just call them disorganized. This style combines anxious and avoidant tendencies. Individuals may desire close relationships, but have a deep-seated fear of getting hurt, leading to mixed signals and unstable relationships. So that's something to talk about. Give me just one moment. We're going to come right back and talk about origins and development, but we'll do that right after this. Let me talk to you real quick. What is HelloFresh? With HelloFresh, you get farm fresh, pre-portioned ingredients and seasonal recipes delivered right to your doorstep. Skip trips to the grocery store and count on HelloFresh to make home cooking easy, fun, and affordable. That's why it's America's number one meal kit. Spend your time this month shopping for gifts and sipping cocoa, not stuck at the checkout line. Sign up for HelloFresh and get everything you need to whip up a fresh, tasty meal delivered to your door. Just choose your recipes, select a delivery date, and relax knowing the dinner is on its way. HelloFresh has over 45 recipes and more than 100 seasonal add-on items to choose from every week, so it's easier than ever to find something everyone will enjoy. Go to HelloFresh.com/safetyfmfree. That's HelloFresh.com/safetyfmfree to use the code safetyfmfree for free breakfast for life. One breakfast item per box while subscription is active. That's free breakfast for life at HelloFresh.com/safetyfmfree with code safetyfmfree. And don't forget that this is why HelloFresh is America's number one meal kit. So let's get into it real quick. Origins and development. Attachment styles develop in early childhood, but may have not been set in stone as they are influenced by a variety of factors, including parental behaviors, family dynamics, and traumatic experiences. While these styles are relatively stable, changes in life circumstances, therapy, and conscious efforts can lead to shifts in one's attachment styles. Let's talk about impact on adult relationships, because that's going to be one of the bigger portions that we're going to probably have to put into considerations. Attachment styles influence various aspects of relationships, including partners, selection, relationship dynamics, conflict resolutions, and emotional well-being. For example, two individuals with clashing attachment styles, such as anxious, preoccupied, and dismissive avoidance, might experience ongoing conflicts and misunderstandings. So negative attachments in relationships, recognizing and understanding one's own and their partner's attachment styles can lead to more empathetic and effective communications. Couple can work together to address attachments related issues and potentially seeking professional help if needed. Changing attachment patterns could be another thing to take a look into. It is possible to develop a more secure attachment style through self-awareness, therapy, and healthy relationships experience. Understanding the root of one's attachment style can be the first step towards fostering healthier, more secure relationships. So what would I tell you in conclusion? Well, attachment styles profoundly influence how individuals engage and perceive relationships. By understanding these styles, individuals can gain insight into their relationship patterns and work towards healthier, more fulfilling connections. Recognizing that these styles are, they offer hope for those seeking to improve their relationship dynamics and overall emotional health. So think about that today as you're looking at different relationship styles and things to think about as we go into the new year. I think this is going to be super important as we are talking. Anyways, I've been your safety manager and host, Jay Allen. And until next time, be safe.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen.